The recording for this podcast is brought to you by the good folks from goodpoliticsradio.com. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Talkstar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the Talkstar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the internet at talkstarradio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at talkstarradio.com.
Chuck Harder will help you survive.
Hello there. Hi. Dr. Hugh Court is with us, and he has written a book called Saddam's Attacks on America. Dr. Court, are you there?
I'm here, Chuck, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you. Dr. Hugh, let's go all around the map here. First of all, you're familiar with a book that was written a couple of years ago by a very famous college professor called The Clash of Civilizations.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Okay. I forget his name for the moment, but maybe it'll come to me. And I understand you have studied the situation of radical Muslim terrorism around the world. That said, what do you believe the current state of affairs is?
I'll tell you, Chuck, we're in some dangerous times. By the way, I just bought this book yesterday by Tony Blankley, the editorial page editor of the Washington Times,
yep.
The West's Last Chance. Have you had a chance to look at that yet? I've heard it's quite good, and I haven't had a chance to open it yet. But he's talking about how basically, you know, the Islamo-terrorists basically want to wipe us off the map and take over the whole world. And, you know, it's like World War III, and if we don't wake up and realize this, you know, we're going to be history. But I tell you, Chuck, your radio show has actually changed my life in a very significant way. I was on your radio show, I think a few months ago, and a fellow from South Carolina was listening to your show, I believe on the internet, Charles Lewis, and he knows a lot about terrorism, and he contacted me. He said, you know, Dr. Court, you really sounded eloquent on Chuck Harder's excellent show, and so we established a friendship, and he emailed me some stuff from WorldNet Daily, which I had not ever been aware of. Joseph Farah, are you aware of Joseph Farah's WorldNet Daily?
When Joe Farah first started out, he used to be a constant guest on my show.
Really?
How about
that? I'll tell you what, because I've gotten some shocking news for you today, and I'm so glad I'm able to get out this warning to y'all. What's happened is Joe Farah on WorldNet Daily, I think it was posted, I think it was about like August, sometime in August, but anyway, here's the scoop, okay? On WorldNet Daily, it says that Yosef Badansky, who is a very well-respected terrorism expert, he was the director of the Congressional Task Force on Terrorism for over 10 years, and he got a look at a letter from Zarqawi, the guy that cuts people's heads off in Iraq, to Osama bin Laden, dated May 30th. Now, this letter is not the ones that you've seen on the TV. This is a highly classified letter that only people in the CIA are supposed to look at. So I don't know how Joe Farah got a hold of it, but I'm glad he did, because what this letter says, Chuck, is the letter from Zarqawi to Osama says, everything is ready for the great Ramadan offensive. You know, Ramadan, the Muslims' holiest month, started Tuesday, October 4th, and will go all the way till November 2nd.
Right.
And he says, Zarqawi says, Osama, everything is ready. We're going to have attacks on the Netherlands, the Australia, and Italy, because these are countries, you know, that help us over in Iraq, have troops over there. And also he said the Chechens are going to, rebels are going to attack the Russians, and then Al-Qaeda is going to have spectacular attacks on the USA, much worse than September 11th. Then, so some terrorism experts were just kind of saying, well, you know, this is just Sarkali, you know, boasting or whatever, bluffing. But then Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri got on Al Jazeera TV on August the 8th, and he said there will be horrific attacks against American cities. These attacks will be unlike anything you've ever seen or ever will see again. Now, every time Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri has gotten on TV and made threats, about a month to 2 to 3 months later, something terrible does happen. For example, in September 2004, Ayman al-Zawahiri got on TV and said there will be attacks against U.S. interests around the world, and sure enough, 3 months later, the U.S. consulate in Saudi Arabia was blown up. Then, a month before the London bombings, Ayman al-Zawahiri gets on TV and says there's going to be attacks, and a month later, the London bombings happen. You know, it's so this is very alarming that Ayman al-Zawahiri would say there's going to be horrific attacks, the likes of which we've never seen before. So thanks to your radio show, which put Charles Lewis in touch with me, which put me in touch with Joe Farah's work on WorldNet Daily, I became very alarmed because I bought two books by Paul Williams, who wrote Osama's Revenge, The Next 9/11, and also his latest book, The Al-Qaeda Connection. And Chuck, I had in psychiatry language, we call this denial. I looked at the book's covers and read a little bit on the jacket, and it said that Osama has acquired 20 suitcase nuclear bombs, and he's already smuggled 10 into Mexico, and he's going to blow up 10 American cities. And I thought, man, I don't want to believe this. I said, you know, this can't be true. You know, this means we don't have a chance. So I just, you know.
Well, hang on a minute. Dr. Hugh Court, we'll be right back.
Okay.
And continue. More to come on TalkStar.
I'm Les Consulting, White House correspondent for TalkStar Radio Network, with my daily commentary. Ohio's Renee Harold gave birth to a daughter named Brittany in 1997. Since Renee was a single mother, Brittany was raised for the first 2 years of her life by her mother, who lived with her parents. But in 1999, Renee Harold died of cancer. Her parents, Gary and Kara Harold, were granted temporary legal custody of this two-year-old baby. 3 years later, however, in one of legal history's most outrageous miscarriages of justice, a court awarded custody of the now five-year-old Brittany to her father, who had helped conceive her out of wedlock. This sexual knave removed the little girl from her only home several months later. The understandably outraged and heartbroken grandparents petitioned the court for visiting rights, which the father actually denied them. Finally, the Ohio Supreme Court has ordered that the now 8-year-old Brittany may be visited by her grandparents despite the objections of her father. That is a good decision as far as it goes, but that is not far enough. The grandparents in this case, who took care of their granddaughter for so many years after her father's sexual misbehavior, should have been awarded custody with visiting rights to this father, provided there is good behavior on his part. That the Ohio Supreme Court ruling was unanimous in allowing visitation rights to the grandparents who took care of her for so long ought to provide a sufficient warning to this errant father in case he makes any kind of trouble for these visiting grandparents. I'm Les Consulting, TalkStar Radio Network.
Dr. Hugh Court with us. Name of the book is Saddam's Attacks on America. Dr. Court, last Friday, I had a one-hour conversation with two Harvard professors, Roger Fisher and Daniel Shapiro, who have written a book called Beyond Reason, and they essentially honestly believe that they could sit down with these radical Islamist terrorists and make peace with them through some kind of negotiation and make them into friends. And I listened to these gentlemen, and I said to them, look, I said there were all kinds of attempts to appease, negotiate with not only Hitler, but also with Tojo. And none of them worked. The only thing that stopped Hitler was brute force. And the only thing that stopped Tojo and the kamikazes were two atomic bombs. That was it. Everything else failed. Every other attempt.
Chuck, you read my mind, because on my website, courtforpresident.com, you know, I'm running for president 2008. I'm just going to get on the ballot in South Carolina and New Hampshire, and of course, I don't expect to win. I just want to get some views out there. But here's the thing, on my website, I've posted all this terror information so everyone in the whole country can read it. I've gotten, one day I got 13,000 hits on there.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, it's courtforpresident.com, C-O-R-T, courtforpresident.com, and the first thing you come to is the ad that I put in the Washington Times on the first day of Ramadan at the expense to myself of $5,000, which I really couldn't afford, but I wanted to get the news out. And the ad says, the next 9/11 begins this month. Osama plans to do attack Netherlands, Australia, Russia, Europe, and Italy and the U.S., and attacks more spectacular than September 11th. So it has all the information there, and on the right-hand side, you can see where it says articles, and there's about six articles, and they have the different, you know, things like from WorldNet Daily that actually talk about Yosef Vodansky, the terrorism expert, getting a hold of this letter from Zarqawi to Osama threatening these horrific attacks. And here's what's alarming. On account of, you know, I read that, I said, well, I better read Paul Williams' books and quit, you know, being in denial about this. I better read it and see what it's all about. Maybe it's just a bunch of malarkey or whatever. So I read his book, Osama's Revenge, The Next 9/11, and the book, The Al-Qaeda Connection, and it really struck fear into my soul, Chuck, because what this book says is that Osama acquired 10 suitcase nuclear bombs from the former Soviet Union. Now, first I thought, well, that, you know, is that true or not? Well, the United States intelligence, the British intelligence, the Israeli intelligence, the Pakistan intelligence, and the Saudi Arabia intelligence all verify that, yes, indeed, Osama did acquire 10 suitcase nuclear bombs from the former Soviet Union. And when it broke up, there's a lot of chaos, and the Chechen rebels stole 20 of these suitcase nuclear bombs and sold them to Osama. Then further backing this up, this was also reported, this was verified by the London Telegraph and also the London Daily Times and several Saudi Arabian newspapers. And then, most telling of all, do you remember Hans Blix, the weapons inspector? Remember Hans Blix?
Go ahead.
Hans Blix, the weapons inspector that, you know, now Alvarado is now moved into his spot. But Hans Blix was the guy, the weapons inspectors, back when the Iraq War began. He went to Iraq, and he was the UN weapons inspectors for the International Atomic Energy Agency. Hans Blix interviewed the Russian officials that reported the theft of the bombs, and he also interviewed the Chechen rebels that witnessed the transaction. And Hans Blix himself, a liberal guy, Hans Blix said, yes, indeed. Hans Blix said this, yes indeed, Osama has acquired 20 suitcase nuclear bombs, and Hans Blix made a report of that last year to the International Atomic Energy Agency. So this is verified. Osama got 20 suitcase nukes. People say, well, he's got to maintain them every 6 months, and he can't do that. Well, Osama has hired some former Soviet technicians to maintain these things. And so, and what Dr. Williams says is that Osama has smuggled at least 10 of these into the country through the porous Mexican border, and that he's going to blow up 10 American cities simultaneously. This has been his plan for 10 years. Osama calls it the American Hiroshima plan, or American Hiroshima project. Well, he's going to blow up 10 American cities with nukes simultaneously. And so I thought, my goodness, and I kept reading it, and everything, you know, checked out with all the research I've done. And then I was on a radio show out of New Jersey with none other than Dr. Paul Williams, who wrote these two books. And he was also on Fox News about 3 weeks ago with on the Heartland with John Kasich, and Dr. Williams said, Dr. Court, he said, I've got some very, very alarming news. He said, my contacts in Mexico tell me that not only has another nuclear device been smuggled across the border, but also 8,000 illegal terrorists from Sudan, Yemen, Pakistan, Iran, and Syria have come across the border in the last 6 months. And he said, most alarming of all, the ringleaders of the American Hiroshima plot, the ringleaders are now in the country. They've come across the Mexican border. The ringleaders are here. And if you remember with Muhammad Atta, you know, in 2001, when he got his visa in July 2001, it wasn't 2 months later that September 11th happened. So here the ringleaders, the Muhammad Attas, if you will, of this plot to blow up our cities are now in the country. Their names are Adnan El-Shukri Juma and Amer El-Mate, and I've got a big long blurb on them on my website, courtforpresident.com. On that front page of the terrorism article, then you go to those, articles on the right, just click on those articles, and I've actually got pictures of them. See, they're wanted by the FBI, and they're available on the FBI Most Wanted list, but, you know, the FBI has been spread so thin they can't find them. But what I've been trying to do is, as I sent a letter to and called America's Most Wanted, trying to get America's Most Wanted TV show to put these guys' faces on America's Most Wanted, and 300 million Americans could catch them in a week, and we could prevent this thing.
Right, so, hang on for a minute, Dr. Hugh Court.
Yes, sir?
Let me do a two-minute breather, and we'll come right back and continue the conversation on TalkStar. Hang on.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-827-7658.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-827-7658. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-827-7658. That's 800-827-7658.
Is life moving too fast? If you're self-employed or a small business owner, you have no choice but to move as fast as you can. Sometimes you move so fast you don't take a close look at life's details. When was the last time you looked at your health insurance? If you don't have health insurance or if you have the wrong coverage, serious medical bills could mount up. That's where the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company comes in. We provide affordable health insurance for the self-employed and small business owners. If you don't have health insurance, call us. If you have coverage, call anyway. See if we can give you better coverage at a better price. Stay on track for affordable health insurance designed specifically for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call 877-735-6460. That's 877-735-6460. Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 877-735-6460 for details.
Dr. Hugh Court is with me. Dr. Hugh Court, here is the concern that I have. I have no doubt in my mind that these terrorists are going to try another event or events, plural, in the United States of America. Now, I've talked to a number of people who tell me what a nuclear suitcase bomb will do. Are you familiar with what kind of damage it'll do?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's going to blow up everything and turn everything to dust within about a half a mile of its location. It'll do major damage in about a two-mile radius. Isn't that about what you hear?
As far as I can understand from reading Dr. Williams' books, who's quite an expert, these things are from 2 to 10 kilotons, and I think that the Hiroshima blast was
I think it was more than that.
It was a 10, maybe 2 or 10, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, some of these suitcase bombs are 10 kilotons, and they've got this refined so much that this 10 kilotons can be in a 60-pound suitcase. They've got it really refined, so this thing could take out all of Manhattan and then, have a big radiation cloud go across New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're talking at least about a million people killed. And I talked to Dr. Paul Williams on the phone. By the way, if after the show you want his number, so you can call him and arrange an interview, that I'd be glad to give it to you. Dr. Williams said that he's also alarmed because Osama bin Laden has obtained a new fatwa. If you remember, he a few years ago had a fatwa to kill 4 million people. We upgraded it just about a month ago. He upgraded it and got a fatwa to kill 10 million people.
All right, let's pretend for a minute that he is successful. And I have no doubt in my mind that they are going to try something on American soil. How successful they will be, I don't know. But do I expect for a major event or events to occur? Yes, I do. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to them after this occurs. Are you ready?
Yes.
I think you will find that the United States of America will just simply say, okay, you made your point. You're dead. And I think you will find ICBMs going over to areas that these people populate and just simply do the same thing we did with Japan. Level it. And I'll tell you what my theory is, and you can tell me if I'm wrong because you're a psychiatrist. During World War II, nothing stopped Hitler other than brute force. Neville Chamberlain tried to negotiate with him, and he was played for a fool. In the Japanese theater, they had three different type of kamikazes. They had the kamikazes that flew the airplanes. They had a flying bomb that they called the cherry blossom. And it was actually a flying guided rocket bomb that one person would sit into and guide into a ship or what have you. And then they had an underwater submarine that had, I think, 2 crew members. It was also an underwater bomb. And the Japanese government were using all three of these kamikaze weapons against the West, the Allies. And it was taking a terrible toll. In addition to that, I've seen a number of documentaries on what they had planned to do had they not dropped the atomic bomb. And the death toll on both sides would have been millions of people. And apparently Harry Truman made the decision that he had to save lives on both sides, both the Japanese side and the American side, and he authorized that the 2 nuclear bombs be dropped. Now, I have no doubt in my mind that the radical Islamists are going to do something like this. When we come back, I will tell you what a number of experts have told me, and then I'd like you to comment on it. Again, I'm not an expert. I'm not telling anybody what they should or should not do. I'm an observer sharing the information I've collected. Chuck Harder for the people on Talkstar. Hang on. Dr. Hugh Court is with me. I'm Chuck Harder. We're on TalkStar. And give out your website again very quickly, Dr. Hugh.
CourtForPresident.com.
Okay.
Court, C-O-R-T, CourtForPresident.com has all the terrorism info on it.
Okay. Here is the information I've collected. I do not necessarily subscribe, promote, suggest, believe. I'm just telling you the information I've collected. There are a number of military people that I've talked to that have looked at this situation very much akin to World War II, the Hitler and the Japanese psychosis. And that's exactly what gripped those two countries, was a psychosis. You're a psychiatrist. Tell everybody what that means.
Well, that's a departure from reality, and I totally agree with your diagnosis. I would characterize it as an evil psychosis.
Yes, that's right.
A very, very evil psychosis, an evil, you know, hurricane or typhoon or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, a concentration of evil psychosis, departure from reality, you know, suicide bomber mentality.
Now, there's only two ways that we've ever stopped these psychoses in the past. We've never been able to negotiate it away. It didn't work. With the Russians, we just simply broke them financially with the arms race. We caused the economy to collapse in Russia, which cost us dearly, but that was what we did with them. With the Japanese and the Germans, it was nothing but brute force. Now, a number of military observers that I've talked to believe that the following things should be done. I do not necessarily say they should or should not be done. I'm just sharing information, okay? One thought is, when a suicide bomber conducts their attack, all of the members of their family should be eliminated. Because right now, if somebody is a suicide bomber, the first thing that happens is the remaining members of their family are paid money and made into heroes and heroines and put up on a pedestal. If all of their family members would be eliminated, it would show the rest of the world that this is not a very smart thing to do. Now, that's exactly what we did when we dropped the two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, is we said essentially to the kamikazes, hey, we're going after your kids, we're going after your wives, your parents, because of what you're doing. Stop it. And I think that would be the only way that I've heard so far from all these observers to explain to these people that this is not going to be tolerated.
Well, Chuck, I got to meet with Congressman Tom Tancredo when I was up in South Carolina giving a speech a couple weeks ago, and Tom Tancredo says, you know, that we should make it clear to these terrorists that if one of our cities goes up in a nuclear blast from terrorists, that we're going to nuke Medina and Mecca,
that's
two
right.
Holy places.
That's
plus,
right.
I think we ought to take out Tehran, you know, the capital of Iran, and also Damascus, the capital of Syria. I think we ought to have that on the table, as this is going to happen if one of our cities goes up. And the problem is that Bush is too weak to do that, and the American people are too weak. Tom Tancredo is not, but that's why I'm very much in favor of, if I don't make president in 2008, I sure would like to see Tom Tancredo be president.
Well, I really don't think that we would suffer a nuclear attack on our shores without retaliating.
Yeah, you know, the problem, Chuck, is this thing is going to happen very soon. You know, this also there's another a letter that was published on the news networks from Zarqawi. Dr. Ayman al-Zawahiri back to Zarqawi, and Ayman al-Zawahiri tells Zarqawi, he says, be ready to move very quickly in Iraq to take over. He said, events will soon be moving very fast, and we don't want to let events overtake us. The Americans may pull precipitously out of Iraq, and then we can take over. And what's the one thing that would make America pull, precipitously, like in a day, out of Iraq, would be our cities being nuked. So that's further pointing to this thing is going down this month. And here's another thing. Okay, you know, the five places are going to be attacked. You know, Australia has already been attacked in Bali, which has a lot of Australians. That was attacked three days before Ramadan started. Then the Netherlands, you know, 2 weeks ago Friday, the Netherlands police cordoned off their parliament buildings and arrested seven terrorists that were going to blow up parliament over there in the Netherlands.
That's right.
3 weeks ago, the Paris police got a lucky tip and were able to stop a huge bombing of the Paris subways. Of course, course, you had the New York bombings, which I think were prevented. You know, the New York subway thing, which I think by the mayor being very smart and getting publicity, actually stopped the bombers from doing that. And I think that, you know, that was a very lucky thing. Of course, they'll come back and do it later. And then we had the chickens and already attacked the Russians and killed about 100 of those. So all this stuff is coming true now. But when it's all going to happen, Chuck, is I believe the holiest day of Ramadan, the holiest day of the whole Muslim year, is this Saturday, October 29th. That is the night of determination, when Allah determines what's going to happen to the whole rest of the world. So I talked with Dr. Paul Williams. He said, well, yes, that would definitely be the day that they'd want to do it. But I said, well, that's on a Saturday. And they'd really want to catch more people in Washington and New York, and especially the Congress. And he said, yes, true. He said they probably would hold off not even until Monday, because, you know, Congress doesn't get into session until Tuesday. They'll do like September 11th, where they held off until Tuesday because they wanted to get everybody in Congress. And so what's going to happen is Tuesday, November the 1st, or Wednesday, November the 2nd, which is the last day of Ramadan, either those 2 days are my days that I think that are going to happen, where they're going to do, you know, blow up 10 American cities: Washington, New York, Chicago, Miami, Houston, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, the Valdez oil tankers, place where the oil things are loaded up, and perhaps it may even be worse than 10 cities. There might be as many as 19 or 20 of these suitcase bombs, in which case 19 or 20 cities could be blown up. I think our only chance at this point to prevent this, Chuck, is to get these people's faces. We already have, you know, they're in Dr. Williams' book. They're also in the FBI Most Wanted file, Shukra Jim. They're on my website, Shukra Jim and El Mate. Get their faces on America's Most Wanted and catch these guys before this happens, because I tell you, I'm convinced this is going to happen in the next week. We're going to see 10 American or more cities blown up. It's going to be just unbelievable. I surely hope that I'm wrong. I surely hope it's a false alarm, but I fear in my heart that I'm right. And also, Joe Farah has also put this about Dr. Paul Williams' book, too, about the nukes and stuff. Joe Farah has put that on WorldNet Daily. So you can see, especially in those G2 bulletin, the intelligence bulletin. And then Tom Tancredo says, yes, indeed, that 8,000 illegal terrorists have come across the Mexican border in the last 6 months from Yemen, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia, and that $50,000 was paid to these human mules. I mean, these mules that smuggle them across, $50,000 for each one. So, you know, somebody's sending them over here and paying a lot of money to get them into our country. So, I mean, this thing is fixing to happen, like, you know, this week, Chuck. I hope I'm wrong, but I tell you, I think it's going to happen. And what do you think we ought to do after it happens? So that's the question we have to ask now, since it's almost inevitable. What should we do after it happens?
Well, first of all, I had a gentleman on the broadcast way ahead of 9/11, and he still was on this broadcast from time to time. And Avi Lipkin is his real name, and he has a pen name different than that. But the bottom line is that he said on our broadcast about 6 months before 9/11 that an event like that would happen. Okay.
Wow.
And he got, you know, real specific on what he thought would happen and where. If you'll hang on for just a moment, let me do a 2-minute break, and when we come back, I'll give you again some of my collections of information and observation of what I think will occur if this occurs, right after this.
Okay, everyone needs a little legal help along the way. Here's a website with over 10,000 do-it-yourself legal forms for all sorts of state and federal needs. Buying or selling a car or boat, power of attorney. Writing a promissory note, making a legal demand. Now you can log on and have over 10,000 legal forms right there at your fingertips. Just go to www.chuckcartershow.com. On the homepage, you'll find the link that will take you to over 10,000 legal forms. These forms are designed to help protect your rights and to save you time and money. Just visiting the site with over 10,000 legal forms is interesting and informative. Each form is prepared by attorneys and offered with a no-risk, 100% money-back guarantee. So when you need legal forms of any kind, go to www.chuckhardershow.com. That's chuckhardershow.com. Remember, www.chuckhardershow.com, where you can link up with over 10,000 legal forms online.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching, now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primary researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offer, Wild Kingdom, from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio.
We're back talking with Dr. Hugh Court. The gentleman's website that I was talking about is Vic Mord, VicMord.com. He uses the pen name Victor Mordecai. But he predicted with startling accuracy that an event was coming within 6 months and it would target Washington and New York. And of course, the one jet plane that crashed into the cow pasture in, I think it was Pennsylvania, was headed for the White House.
I believe it was the Capitol. There's been a lot of, most folks are believing that that was headed to the Capitol. They wanted to get all the senators and congressmen.
Right.
And although there might have been a fifth plane, there's word that, when they did the worldwide grounding of all the planes, that there possibly was a fifth plane that had hijackers that then, gave up since the planes were grounded. And also one plane may have hit was aimed for the British Parliament, but the worldwide grounding stopped them from crashing into the British Parliament. So I think that plane was headed for the Capitol, is my understanding, although no one really knows for sure.
I think what in Mecca there is a strange black rock. You're aware of that, are you not?
Yes.
And that strange black rock, which some people believe is a meteorite, is the centerpiece for radical Islam. And, it could be surgically taken out very, very easily. But the point of it is, I believe that if the radical Islamists blow up 10, 20 cities in the United States, which is possible, and do the damage which they would do, the United States has air bases and facilities all over the world. We have submarines in all the seas. Okay? They may be able to take out these cities. But all I would say to the Muslim world is woe betide you. Because if you do this to America, you will suffer more than the fate that Japan and Germany suffered. Germany got off light because we didn't nuke them. But Japan, there were 2 bombs. I would expect that if the radical Islamists do this, that there will be retribution that they cannot ever, ever believe. We have weapons, and I happen to know this. We have weapons that the world is not that well familiar with, and we haven't used them. But I believe that the people in the Middle East, and I would feel so sorry for them, because I believe we will use these weapons. And I believe that the people in the Middle East, the Islamic nations, will be vaporized.
Okay, Chuck, for one minute there, let's look at this, what happens. Okay, Washington gets blown up next week. President Bush is wiped out. The Congress is wiped out.
Doesn't matter.
The Pentagon's wiped out. Who's going to make these decisions? And are they going to, you know, you and I would make the right decision to blow away the Islamo. What if somebody gets in there who doesn't have that dedication? There are a lot of people in this country that would just want to cower down.
No.
Who's going to be in charge?
First of all, if you and I, you remember now, we're the country that put the man on the moon. Right now we've got a rover on Mars. If you don't think that there are bunkers strategically located around the United States, way underground, staffed by people who have the red button, and they have been trained what to do in case something like this happens.
And I said, do you think, though, that Bush has enough guts to train them to do this retaliation thing, or do you think he's maybe hasn't done this?
No. I would tell you that I would bet my life that there is a retaliation plan right now in place. There are hardened bunkers all over the United States of America. Some of them are in areas that people don't even know they're there. And I have a line on one bunker I have heard about that has control points and has these kinds of abilities, and it is exquisitely well hidden. So I believe that the bunkers are there, the people are there, the plans are there, the retaliation plans are there.
I sure hope you're right. I just feel that, you know, maybe the Bush administration is too weak to implement such a thing.
Let's say, God forbid, that everybody in Washington, D.C. is vaporized. Okay, let's say that, God forbid, the president has been killed. God forbid, Congress has been killed. It would mean absolutely nothing for the retaliation plans. They would just simply go right into effect automatically.
I sure hope you're right. I really hope that's true.
It's like the Soviet Union still has the dead hand, you know, what they call the dead hand plan. That if they are attacked, And if their key people are destroyed, automatically a retaliation plan goes into effect.
I sure hope that this is true, and we do have a retaliation plan, but I'm afraid that our politicians have been too wimpy to do such a thing, but I hope they've had enough, you know, guts to implement such a thing, and it would not only have retaliation, but adequate retaliation, not just take out the capital of Iran, all the capitals.
I'm with you. Hang on for 2 minutes when we reconvene. We will confront a piece of reality that our people in Washington are confronting right now. More to come.
And now we flash back all the way to the year 1920. Theodore Roosevelt dies. Wilson is too ill to run again. America rejects the League of Nations. And Republican bosses, meeting in a smoke-filled room, thus coining the phrase, picked Warren G. Harding and Calvin Coolidge to run. This is the actual voice of Warren G. Harding.
President Reed is not heroes, but demons. Not Nostrums, but normalcy. Not revolution, but restoration. Not agitation, but adjustment. Not perjury, but serenity. Not the dramatic, but the dispassion. Not experiment, but equipoise.
Not the For the very first time, women attended the political conventions in 1920. The Democrats nominated Cox. Sorry, we have no recording of his voice. But here is the first scheduled radio broadcast of all time from KDKA in Pittsburgh, the election return.
It is now apparent that the Republican ticket of Harding and Colleague is running well ahead of Cox and Roosevelt. At the present time, Harding has collected more than 16 million votes against some 9 million for the Democrats. We'll give you the state vote in just a moment. But first, we'd like to ask you to let us know if this broadcast is reaching you.
A remarkable flashback, reaching you from the year 1920.
Dr. Hugh Court is with me, and his website is courtforpresident.com, C-O-R-T, forpresident.com. Dr. Hugh, we have weapons that other nations just haven't contemplated. And let me tell you one that I do know about, and it is called the neutron bomb. It is a bomb that, when it explodes, essentially does not blow up buildings and real estate. It just makes a big flash, and everything that is there, whether it's oil pipelines or buildings or what have you, are not disturbed. However, every living thing is dead. I mean dead. We have a large supply of these neutron bombs. In my guess, we would utilize these bombs over the key points in the radical Middle East, preserving the oil facilities, etc., and these people would just simply be gone in the blink of an eye. And, you know, we have tested these quietly in the past, and they are simply people killers. They do not do terrible damage. They're not going to blow up buildings and leave craters and what have you. It's just a blink, and it's over. The people are all dead. And I think that is what they would use on the radical Middle East.
I certainly hope that I hope that's very true, because, you know, if we do get our cities blown up, you know, we must retaliate, and I mean in a way that would give us victory over these Islamo-terrorists.
Dr. Court,
like you say, this is World War III.
Dr. Court, I guarantee you that from what I can determine, there are many, many control points in the United States and elsewhere that have the ability to carry out such a mission.
You know, Chuck, what I wish is that President Bush would make that clear to the Muslim world. If he would, you know, make a speech and say that, like Tom Tancredo has enough courage to do, like you have enough courage, like I have enough courage, if President Bush would just say that might really freeze them in their tracks, you know. But you know, my problem with Bush is he's weak, you know. But you know, I think he ought to make that clear. Do you think he ought to make a pronouncement like that, or?
I think that's a decision that he would have to make. I can't make it. I do believe that the United States has sent a lot of incorrect signals to the Middle East. I believe President Bush made a comment that there were 80 battalions of Iraqis that were ready to fight, and other sources say there's maybe one battalion, maybe one and a half, but certainly not 80. And I think we've sent a lot of very, very incorrect messages to the Middle East. But I think that whether that is the case or not, the United States of America, when it comes to a military situation, the commander-in-chief certainly is the commander-in-chief. But if he is incapacitated, there is a chain of command. And, oh, trust me, there are plans in place.
Oh, that sounds great. Did you want to get Dr. Paul Williams' email address?
Well, I not on the air, but we don't want to give that out on the air. Right. But the point of it is that we'll get it from you afterwards, and I thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you, sir. Honored to be on your show, always.
Take care. Chuck Carter for the people on Talkstar. I pray and hope that these events don't occur, that there are wiser minds in the world than that. But I can just simply say, God bless America, you and your family, all of your loved ones, the victims of the storms, our troops in harm's way. If you want to contact us, it's For the People, P.O. Box 150, P.O. Box 150, Tampa, Florida 33601. Donations are tax deductible. May God bless you and your family and America. Aloha.
The views expressed on this podcast are not necessarily the views of the good folks from goodpoliticsradio.com. However, we do welcome your comments on this podcast, and we would love to hear from you. This is Tim Loomis from goodpoliticsradio.com. Thank you for listening.